In this recording, we will cover how to prepare for the talent discussion. As with any meeting, but specifically for talent management, it is important that you have taken time to prepare for the discussion. This will enable you to make best use of your time so both parties come away with a clear understanding and expectations about next steps. Firstly, you need to make sure that you have given sufficient notice and have agreed a suitable venue to hold the discussion. This may sound obvious, but it's something that is often overlooked and affects what is intended to be a positive developmental discussion. Make sure you are not going to be disturbed, redirect phones and turn off email, and select a venue that is both convenient and comfortable for both of you. Often, the best place to meet can be away from your work areas. If you have a private office, make sure that your colleagues know you should not be disturbed. Secondly, it is important that the interviewee is clear about the process, what will be happening in the meeting, and your expectations of them. Write to them in good time to prepare and tell them exactly what to expect in the discussion. You may also want to send them a copy of the toolkit and guidance information for interviewees that is available as part of this talent management toolkit. You may wish to consider the following questions in preparation for the meeting. How is the employee performing against their agreed work objectives? What evidence do you have to support your view of their performance? What is your rationale for identifying their performance as exceptional and exceeding the expectations placed on them? What are the strengths and areas for development for the individual? What feedback do you plan to give at the meeting and what evidence do you have to back this up? What support will you be giving to the interviewee to help them in the talent management process? And also, who else will be able to help? You may also want to consider the talent grid available in this toolkit, which will give you clear examples mapped against levels of performance. You should also bring to the talent conversation any documentation specific to your own organisation and to the professional status of the interviewee, including the professional knowledge and skills base from the Chartered Institute of Library and Information Professionals. Thirdly, take time to think about how you will close the meeting. You will have conducted a positive discussion with a highly motivated member of staff, and so keep the momentum going, agree next steps for both parties, and make sure they are recorded and shared. Make sure your actions follow the SMART principles found in the toolkit. Decide when you will meet again to review progress. Finally, thank the interviewee for their time. The talent management process can be really rewarding for both parties and is something that you, as a manager and leader developing the potential within your team, will enjoy.